Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be plunging into the North American Union. We'll also get into Latina Lista. It's a big Hispanic magazine, online journal. Privatized immigrant detention facilities for families revealed to be modern-day concentration camps. And this was actually, shadows of this were in the Houston Chronicle in January of this year about the camps that will be for the illegal aliens and American citizens. And I said, it's not going to be for the illegal aliens. And by the way, illegal aliens do deserve due process. But on purpose, they won't do that, and then they'll get their rights, but citizens won't. And it talks about one right outside Austin, Texas, so we'll be getting into this situation for you. Dr. Jerome Corsi is coming up, though. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas, then Lewis, Mike, Kevin, and others. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
This might not seem like a big deal at first, but, you know, I've noticed it used to be if you were on the Internet and you were buying something, if you... You know, you had like a drop-down menu to select your country. It used to be that the United States was in big, bold letters. And now it's just all, every website you go to, if you have to put in your address, the United States will be in lowercase letters, way buried at the bottom in the U section. And you think that's just one more way of belittling the U.S. and just, you know, we're just a nothing country?
When the CIA got involved as the OSS with Madison Avenue, they would craft everything like that. But of course, for other propaganda purposes, it would be other issues, other examples. But oh, yeah, they would go and say, we're about to have a war with Korea. We want the style this year to be camouflage or women with military style. And then you saw that right before the last Gulf War and before the one in 1991, the style was military right before. Go check it. I mean, they craft it down to just the most minute.
Yeah.
Okay. They're slick, brother. And so, yeah, you just get a few big software companies that are supplying the shopping cart technology, and then
exactly.
Happens. Or there's also international standards. So if you want to get accepted with your shopping cart and have it all be under international standards and certified, everybody's driver's license now has the same a number of numbers, whether it's Europe or the U.S., or Australia. See, I saw a story in the Sydney Morning Herald, 6 years ago or more, where there was a big UN summit there in Australia merging the world's ID number of characters. So, see, I mean, we're already under global government. Now they're just openly announcing the Asian Union, the North American Union, the European Union, and now they're already merging those by the time they even tell the public that the first step exists.
Yeah.
When they announce something, it means it's already been in place for several years.
I just can't believe the American people are just sitting back, letting this country, just giving it away.
Oh, we're negative. We should be just playing Christmas music and talking about how great George Bush is and just feeling good, maybe getting drunk. I mean, according to the average American, I should be drunk at home right now with big rosy cheeks with a big bottle of Jack Daniels cramming cookies in my mouth, and I'm just not going to do it. And you know what? I'll tell you more. I'll be working Sunday night. I'll be on the radio Sunday night. And it's because I want to spew my hate on Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm going to be there. Because I'm the Grinch and I want to ruin your Christmas. So I'll be talking about the enemy pouring over the gates and the end of the country Sunday night too.
Okay. Well, I'm glad there are.
I didn't cut him off. His phone dropped. Of course, I'm being sarcastic here, folks. I love Christmas as much as anybody. All the childhood memories, everything. But I have gotten just a few emails and a few people call, and I've been on other talk shows, and they've said, hey, man, lighten up, have fun. You know, just forget about it. Have a good time. Hey, I look in my children's eyes. I can't. Okay? I love America. For me, it isn't skin deep. It isn't plastic deep. You know, 1/100th of a millimeter thick like a plastic sticker that says these colors don't run. These colors don't exist anymore unless you resurrect them. Those colors don't even have a country anymore, you fools. You love that flag, you better get up off your hind end.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones to discuss our open borders while the federal government, through executive fiat, folds our country into the North American Union by hook and by crook. On the next hour, I'll play a CBS newscast from 1982 about the Bohemian Grove and a ABC news piece about skull and bones. You need to know what religion our conservative leaders, most of them, will be celebrating over the holiday. Let's just say a deity that predates Jesus. And we'll get into another article here concerning a FEMA camp right outside Austin, Texas. People are always asking where these places are. We'll tell you about it. But joining us right now is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's written many best-selling books and is a frequent contributor to Human Events that are just good guys over there, even though they've attacked me because they haven't figured out that they're really liberal yet. I'm not really being sarcastic here. Human Events, I agree with a lot of what they have to say, and then they've attacked me on 9/11 and stuff before, but not Dr. Corsi. He's been coming around too. He'll actually look at the evidence and says that it is pretty suspicious, but I like Human Events. I also like WorldNet Daily. They do a lot of good. They do some neoconish things, but I think they'll come along someday. In fact, I've been seeing that start to happen. Speak of the devil, the John Birch Society, Mr. McManus, has kind of attacked me on radio shows, even after I interviewed him, saying, well, I don't really believe it's an inside job on 9/11. But now William F. Jasper's written an article getting into Building 7, getting into 9/11. getting into, so they're starting to broach it. They're starting to, so I mean, yeah, it's hard to be right and it's hard to be first and it's, but the truth will come out. But that's all a side issue. I really respect Dr. Jerome Corsi and appreciate his fine analysis and his good work and really getting the word out on the North American Union. And every few days he writes another article about it. And we've got a link to one up on Infowars.com right now. North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away. He's the co-chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he wrote this towards a North American community. And he calls for the North American Union, which we're really already in the mid-stages of. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I know we're going into the holiday weekend, so I appreciate your time on this even more.
Well, that's all right. I'm hard at work. I'm trying to finish a book here in the North American Union. I want to get it done in January.
Man, you are a busy little beaver.
Well, it keeps me out of trouble most of the time.
Well, that's good.
Best thing I can think of to do with the time, Alex.
Now, I remember 10 years ago, 12 years ago, talking about North American Union. I had the documents, and people couldn't even believe that there was a plan. Now that we've signed on to it through fiat, now that we're going into it, some of them are now discovering, okay, maybe it exists. But I was on with a big national host two nights ago, Lars Larson, and he was basically arguing for it. So I'm getting pretty shocked now that the neocon talk show hosts are being forced to admit it's real, but say maybe it's okay. What's going on here?
Well, I think, first of all, Alex, you've got some proof positive that it's going on. I mean, I guess the Bush keeping the borders wide open, saying, okay, we'll pass a secure fence law and have a fence being built 700 miles, and it's wink, wink, the fence will never get built.
And you always said that, and now they announced they never funded it. They just said they were allowed to later fund it
right.
When it was a paltry sum. And then now they've said, Homeland Security had said, we're not going to build it.
Well, the giveaway was when they gave the project to the Department of Homeland Security, because Chertoff is on record as saying he thinks that an electronic fence is the way to go. Well, that's first of all, nonsense. An electronic fence, you may be able to take pictures of the people crossing the border, but you'll never stop them. A fence is necessary in this kind of an invasion. But
need that physical impediment.
That's right, you do. You absolutely do. I mean, look, this doesn't take a flash of divine inspiration. The Chinese knew this when they built the Great Wall. I mean, it's fairly clear that
hateful towards the Huns, though.
Right.
They were being mean.
They didn't
the Huns just wanted jobs.
They didn't appreciate cultural diversity. You see, though, if you want to have a secure border, you're going to have to build a wall. And the second big tip-off is this Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. And now all the documentation we've gotten, I've posted 1,000 pages on that we got from the Freedom of Information Act on MinutemanProject.com. And I've got an organizational chart of all the working groups, got the membership in the three countries from the bureaucrats that are participating in the working groups. We've got a lot of their agendas. We still don't have their work products. We don't have the agreements they're coming up with. But it's indisputable that they are fundamentally rewriting our regulatory structure in the three countries to be a continental regulatory North American structure. We don't have a U.S. steel policy. We have a North American steel policy. And I think what we're going to steal is the oil, natural gas, and water from Canada.
Well, let's look at a microcosm of this and then go back and talk about what facets it controls.
Right.
But take Texas. The legislature had to call for criminal investigations, had to start litigation against its agency that supposedly works for the American people, the people of Texas. The state agency said, no, we made private agreements with the Spanish company, Sintra, for these 8,000 miles of roads, and we don't have to show you our agreement. Well, then a few months ago in Canada, with the CEOs basically writing, and that's what the leaks in the papers said, they're there setting the policy in the North American Union bureaucratic push or coup, and then the public isn't allowed to know. I mean, this is racketeering.
Well, I think when we got the documents, Mel Hertig, the politician and noted writer up in Canada, got us the agenda and the attendees from this North American Forum meeting that they held up in Banff, up in Alberta, Canada.
Secret, like the mafia.
Secret. Yeah,
secret.
Secret. Of course, they had a Wall Street Journal press reporter attend, but she was not allowed to report anything. A very typical CFR tactic where they bring in reporters to brief them with the understanding nothing will be written about the meeting.
Yeah, that's the power trip payoff.
That's right. And so we got the entire agenda. We got the working groups. I was able to call up the State Department. This guy, Sessions, was State Department for the Western Hemisphere Undersecretary. His office confirmed that he attended. He confirmed that the American public paid for it. He confirmed that he hosted a panel where Robert Pastor, the American University professor that you referred to a few minutes ago, the guy who's now saying it'll take a 9/11 crisis to cause North American community integration to be advanced, which I quoted him on last week after he said that in a Spanish interview he gave. I guess he thought no one was going to read Spanish, but he said it, and I called him up, and he affirmed it. So, you know, when we get these things in print that are now confirmed, here's a secret meeting where we can now publish the agenda and the participants, and the State Department confirms it happened, though they won't tell us anything that went on substantively. I mean, that's now painting a record that, you know, no one can say is not going on. It's clearly going on.
And let's be clear, it's sinister. I mean, it's one thing if they were saying, let's get rid of America and trying to sell us on it, which is bad enough. They're sneaking around doing it.
Well, that's right. I mean, Alex, when you've got a meeting, the State Department confirms that we paid for it, confirms that there were business leaders attending it from the three countries. I think there are certain laws that it violates not to make the whole thing public.
Well, I agree, but this is really sick when they've got the nerve, the very people that have gotten rid of our southern and northern border. There's 2,000 less Border Patrol than there were before 9/11 because they went to become air marshals getting more money, and they know full well what, and then they've got the nerve to say, oh, the North American Union will give us security. Here's a tip for you, Dr. Corsi. The Wednesday after 9/11, not the week of, but like 8 days later, the next week, I was watching Nightline, and I saw UN General McKenzie, he had just stepped down as UN head peacekeeping general, say, I have been in meetings with your different think tanks and your government, and I'm telling you what will keep you safe, and what you will see in the next few years is a North American Union security perimeter around the continental border from southern Mexico to Alaska. And, of course, I can't do the European accent. And this is exactly what Pastor's saying.
Well, that's right. And I've now, in the book I've researched, and I've gotten statements of Pastor and meetings with the Council on Foreign Relations where in the weeks just before 9/11, they were saying the same thing. I mean, the report that came out around the Waco, Texas meeting in 2005 that Pastor wrote, the Building North American Community, was not the first report. That task force, they began to organize that task force in the Council on Foreign Relations before 9/11. And they were doing this planning before 9/11.
And let's be clear. UN generals know about it. Military generals know about it from foreign countries, but you can't know, American people.
And when 9/11 happened, they just advanced the agenda, and they put in it, it was before a prosperity agenda, and suddenly the term security and prosperity start coming into the agenda. And I documented that, too, that they went and modified certain of the agreements in place. The Guadalajara meeting, which was in 2001, with Fox and Bush, is where some of the primary agreements were made. At that time, 2001, before 9/11, it was just a prosperity agreement. Right after 9/11, it becomes a security and prosperity partnership. And that change is obvious and clear, and it's in the record. Now, you know, it's clearly they're using 9/11. Now, Pastor, what upset me about Pastor saying in Spanish and then confirming it, that a crisis like 9/11 would be needed to further North American integration. Is it the first
time?
His
quote was redefine our borders.
Yes, that's right. It was first time that he or anyone like that had openly acknowledged they were willing to use a crisis to advance that agenda. And there's no doubt that that's what he was saying.
Does that only confirm your suspicions about 9/11?
Well, you know, as I've told you before, Alex, my mind is open on the subject, and I'm looking at all the evidence.
Stay there. We got a break. Dr. Jerome, of course, he's our guest.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Welcome back.
I focus.
Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest. Dr. Corsi, we get you on every month or two, and you always give us great new updates on this threat. But there's so many facets. You know, I'm somewhat of an expert on it. You're an expert on it. A lot of our listeners know the basics of it. But the point is, whether you're for it or against it, and obviously 90-plus percent of Americans, what Lou Dobbs has had polls, whether it's 98% are against it, this is un-American, and these are private groups coming in, lobbying our executive branch to merge, and then they set up the new governmental deal where there's no due process, no property rights for the American people. This is a hellish system. That's another reason they want global government, is because they get to set it up and set the new rules. Can you speak to that and speak to what life will be like if they're able to get their plans in the time frame we're talking about, Doctor?
Well, first of all, Alex, you've got the globalists. I mean, take a look at Walmart or any of these companies. They're paying both Democrats and Republicans alike. And I want to know, Bill Clinton just about sold America out to communist China for giving them military secrets, technology secrets, and this Johnny Chang, illegally raising money for Clinton. And it was a disgrace. And I want to know how Hillary Clinton's net worth went from $300,000 before she was a senator to some $50 million today. We'll know what happened. And, you got the same thing with the Bush administration. Our Treasury Secretary Paulson, I think I'm going to call him Mr. China. He's a multimillionaire because of all the Chinese investments Goldman Sachs made and all the deals that he put together with U.S. companies to ship manufacturing over to China. And he's, Secretary of Treasury. This stuff is obvious and on the public record. I've been writing increasingly about what I'm seeing is the potential of a lot of signals being given that the dollar is certainly going to very seriously devalue in 2007 and maybe even collapse.
And well, it's already been devalued by 45% in the last 6 years.
Right, but I'm saying...
I know, even more.
Well, look at what happened just before Thanksgiving when China said that they were going to move out of dollars, at least some of their foreign exchange currency. China now has, with all the trade surpluses going to China... Over $1 trillion in foreign exchange currency, and $700,000 of that is held in U.S. assets and security bonds. Now, the Treasury securities, about $300 billion to China, that funds our national deficit. Now, if China starts moving out of dollars in any significant proportion, it's going to force a dollar devaluation. And that move is going on.
And now they're floating the idea on MSNBC and in major newspapers that the answer is the Amero, which we always warned people that we're going to bring down the dollar, claim the euro did it, when really it was the devaluation done by the Federal Reserve. And then the answer is, oh, see, North American Union will save us.
Well, see, I think in a severe currency collapse, the revaluation of the dollar into a new currency and the argument that we need to have a continental economy in order to compete with China and Europe, that stage is what's being set right now.
And that was the plan all along. They had to kill the dollar to do that. And I hope you're listening, folks. They've robbed you of 45% of your money, and now they're going to take the rest away. You know, they're talking about bringing it down to 20% of its value.
Well, Alex, I wrote these articles. I've been writing a lot on financial articles lately. I wrote two articles on the true nature of the U.S. budget deficit. The Congress has forced the federal government to do a gap accounting once a year, and this 2006 financial report of the United States was just published on last Friday on December 15th. And the budget has been reported in deficit about $284 billion. Now, that's on a cash basis. A cash basis means that when our Social Security taxes come in, the federal government just uses that money on any liability they want to meet at the time.
Now, that's what's owed right now, not the whole note.
That's right now. So there is no lockbox. There is no Social Security trust fund. There never has been any money put aside for future Social Security or Medicare
obligations. It's all being spent, and they're in deficit even spending all of it.
That's correct. Now, when they did the gap accounting and they accounted for the net present value, the today cost that was accrued for the future, today accrued for the future Social Security benefits that are going to be due. In other words, this year you pay Social Security tax and that earns you future benefits. Those benefits, when they're accounted for today, the true deficit is $4.6 trillion. And that's reported by the Department of Treasury last Friday.
And the Dallas Morning News has reported 4 years ago that it's $44 trillion in overall commitments. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi to talk about where all this is going. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Okay.
Oh,
hello, Dr. Corsi. I hope you're having a good day.
Yep, I'm doing fine, Alex.
Have you been on talk radio interviews this week and had people go, call in, hey, don't have such a bad view on things. Be positive. Why are you being negative?
They haven't complained. I've been on talk radio all week. I've been on 5 or 6 shows a day this week. And, I've not gotten the complaint. I intend to write an article next week in Human Events that will say we're headed into the 2007 Bush recession. And that'll be my good news for the new year.
Well, you know, it is good news that we know who's behind it. We know what policies deliberately caused it. And it is positive to admit the problems we have and to stop denying it. And again, I've only had a handful of people on talk shows I've been on. I've done like 10 or so in the last week. And two of the shows have said, why are you so negative? Why don't you be positive? You know, it's not being positive to deny what's really going on.
Well, the signs of a recession happening are all over the place. I think the recession actually began in February of this year. They just revised the third quarter estimates for the gross domestic product, GDP growth. They revised those downward again. It was supposed to be 2.2%. It's now revised to 2%. And the first quarter grew at 5.6%. So you can see the dramatic slowdown of the economy that's evident. If we get three quarters in a row that are as low as 2% growth, you'll see mainstream economists on CNBC and, you know, on talk shows talking about that we're in a recession or going into a recession. It started. The housing bubble is bursting all over the country. I'm estimating there are as many as maybe 22 million Americans holding mortgages that could collapse on them.
But let's be clear before we go through that evidence. Globalization caused this. The central banks that are the owners and the drivers of the global system and the global government infrastructure, they build the crises that in a centrifugal way consolidate wealth in booms and busts, and then they always put their advisors out on TV blaming it on some red herring and then give us the next policy that'll get us out of the crisis, which only leads to more dependence and more bondage and more control. You know, they shoot their mouth off about, well, North American Union will give us prosperity. It'll give us security. It gives us the exact opposite, and they're doing it by design. They didn't do this by accident, devaluing the dollar. They didn't 2 years ago start saying the housing bubble, and sure it was overvalued, but at least there was some real value in real estate versus fiat currency. They're just trying to burst a dollar sink, one of the last things that was holding up our economy. The big banks of the world have openly bragged they want a consolidation so they can come in with a devalued dollar with their hyped up foreign currencies and buy this country up cheap.
Well, as I was saying just before the previous break, I mean, the negative net worth of the United States is $50 trillion. Now, I think it's actually 53, according to that 2006 financial report of the United States, the Treasury released last Friday.
So it's grown from 44, as the Dallas Morning News reported 5 years ago, to that.
Yes, its current number is $53 trillion. Now, Alex, these are real obligations. I mean, the $4.6 trillion deficit in the federal budget this year is a real number. Those are current. That's the net present value of the future obligations of Social Security and Medicare. It means that there's no way future Social Security benefits or Medicare are going to be paid. The only alternative, you can't raise taxes. It politically won't happen. And you won't cut benefits. That won't happen politically. So the only way to pay these is to dramatically devalue the dollar. In other words, you might get your $2,000 Social Security check, but good luck in trying to buy a hamburger with it. You won't be able to. That's how they'll monetize all this debt.
I've talked to a lot of other experts, but I want to get your take from what you've been looking at, Dr. Corsi. How low do you think the devaluation of the dollar will go?
Well, I think the dollar is headed for, I think it's going to be another 30%. That's what I believe is being set up right now.
Yeah, to 20-25% of the value it was 6 years ago. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I think it's going to go down another 30%. I mean, I think you're looking at the dollar against the euro, it's right now at about 132, 133 dollar to the euro. That means the dollar's worth about 75 cents to the euro. I think it's going to go to about 1.5 or 1.6 euro.
And then they'll blame all that on Bush, who's just been a puppet of the globalist, and then I guess tell us Hillary will save us, and then they'll just change horses, and then we'll all worship her and thank her for getting us out of it with the North American Union.
Well, it's all this. I'm sure that, you know, if Robert Pastor is saying another crisis will get us into further North American intervention, this is the crisis I see coming. And
well, that's what
clear.
The Trilateral Commission said in the 70s, that they'd build up the euro, it would cause dollar instability, they would drive down the dollar, then they'd sell us in a North American Union, then they'll have the two currencies fight it out, they'll say that there's not stability in this bipolar currency, then they'll peg the currencies to a global benchmark, and we're into the global currency.
Right, and this last meeting where all these cabinet secretaries, and including Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, went to China. China basically conceded nothing. China did not agree to take their yuan and let it have free-floating value. Right now, China is pegging the yuan, and they're keeping it cheap. Now, that favors exports from China, and if they don't make that change, that's going to put increasing pressure on the dollar. I mean, China, what's China going to do when they have $2 trillion in foreign exchange currency and $1.5 trillion in dollars? I mean, there's no way they're going to continue holding dollars.
What do you say, Dr. Corsi, about the phony conservative talk show host, and we all know who they are, who, number one, wouldn't admit there was a North American Union and called it a kook detector, and then now that it's here, they're going, ah, so what, it's the next phase.
Well, you know, a lot of the conservatives who opposes conservatives are truly just Republican supporters. I'm not a Republican supporter. I don't find very much in the Republican Party that appeals to me any more than
that's right.
Democratic Party.
They're not conservatives. They're Republicans.
They're Republicans posing as conservatives. Their agenda is to promote Republicans. They might beat up on liberals, but they're only doing it because typically it's worked to beat up on liberals to promote Republicans.
It's a political football. Then they go along with the exact same policies.
Right. So no matter what the Bush policy is going to be, these so-called conservative commentators are going to support the policy. And when Bush decides that he's going to be more open about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, they'll suddenly get on board, and now it exists, and they'll support it.
Well, what they'll do is they'll beat up on something that doesn't matter, like Kwanzaa for an hour, and the next hour, oh, the North American Union isn't that bad. So they act like conservatives on issues that don't matter, little petty things, and then on the key meat and potato, you know, bedrock pillars, they just chop them down.
Yeah, now, I've been very pleased, Human Events and Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, they've continued to publish and very actively publish and support what I've been writing.
You've had other neocon, and I wouldn't call them neocon, but, you know, you've had other big mainline Republican publications attack you, though.
Oh, all the time. All the time. Just go read what they write about me on Free Republic these days. I mean, they, you know,
those guys are total Kool-Aid drinkers. I mean, I don't know what has happened to them. I mean, 7-8 years ago, they were great. Now it's they found WMDs. There's no North American Union. That place is a shame.
They're Republican supporters. They're Bush, increasingly Bush bots. They're like robots who support Bush. They're Bush bots. That's what, and you can tell it on these kinds of issues.
But don't they love them? I mean, don't they care about this country?
They're Republicans. They want to elect Republican presidents, Republican congressmen. That's what their focus is. They've identified themselves with party. And to me,
well,
the party,
if they would have made the Republican Party truly be conservative, Republicans wouldn't be out of office, and we wouldn't have this new world order.
Well, we have very few Republican conservatives, unfortunately. Very few. I mean, I think there's some in Congress, because there are a few secure congressmen who don't need a lot of money to run for office because they've been reelected repeatedly in their districts. People like Steve King in Iowa, Ron Paul in Texas, Tancredo. These are the people who supported 487, the Congressional House Concurrent Resolution to have no North American Union. Virgil Goode in Virginia, Walter Jones in North Carolina. I've been thinking a lot about these guys because they don't need the money to run. So they don't have to get, indebted to Walmart to raise the millions that other people have to raise to get reelected. And they are true conservatives. You'll find Tancredo, Ron Paul, exceptionally critical of the Republican Party. The Republican Party has moved into it's indistinguishable from the Democratic Party. You've got Bush yesterday saying he wants to support a minimum wage. I mean, Bush might as well become a Democrat. He said it after the big electoral defeat, his first press conference the next day after the November 2006 election. The first thing he's saying is, well, I'm really happy I've got Democrats in Congress. Now I'll get my immigration reform through.
Well, exactly. Now the countdown is for the end of the border, total blanket amnesty, and the neocons will go on radio and say it isn't to neutralize conservatives' base, and then we'll be called liberals for fighting for the border. I mean, I wasn't joking when I said this would happen, folks. This is
well,
your...
The push, Alex, for slave labor is twofold. One, open borders allow an impoverished Mexican slave labor to enter the country. You'll see that at Swift. Even at Swift now, very little notice, the Wall Street Journal carries an article saying that other employees at Swift are suing Swift because hiring the illegal immigrants depresses everybody's wages 20% or more. That's slave labor. They are free to get it. Chertoff does one you know, big publicity roundup and then drops it. They'll probably all get released in the next few weeks.
And let's be clear, if they arrested thousands a day, it would be just a few percentage points of the tens of millions that are here if they arrested thousands a day. But once or twice a year, they go arrest a few thousand people to, again, create that illusion.
And also, the other slave labor is in China. And I guess, you know, Walmart thinks it's fine. It's a high-definition television, cheap prices. Even, you know, it's just, they can't have Chinese slaves. They're just little yellow people with slanty eyes, and we can't see them. Well, you know, Alex, it was wrong to have African-American slaves, and it's morally wrong to have Mexican slaves or to have Chinese slaves.
Well, you also pay the piper when you use slavery because it ends up turning you into a slave because it debases. But look, we know globalists.
It destroys the middle class, and look at the price we paid in the Civil War. Well, we'll probably be headed towards a bigger price for using the Chinese slaves and the Mexican slaves. Just wait until we get into a deep recession where you've got 20 million people losing their
Well, that's
home.
What I wanted to talk about. So going into the new year, they're now admitting we're in a recession. We have a higher debt ratio, a negative debt ratio of any time in U.S. history, greater personal, private, corporate, and government debt than we had at the depth of the former record was late 1933. The average American doesn't have the skills of farming, or we were still 70% agrarian at that time. I mean, if we have a depression, by the way, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner on this show, said the globalists are setting up an economic climate that could bring us into a worldwide depression. What do you think the 30 million illegal aliens and then all these soccer moms and yuppies and inner city people are going to do when if the economy totally goes belly up?
That's exactly right. I mean, how are people going to feel losing their homes, having their jobs sent to China? Let's go up to Detroit where the, you know, GM and the others have just closed another series of plants and gone off to China to stake out positions, making the cars in China. I guess they'll import them on these super tankers.
And Chrysler's laying off 4,000 and moving to Mexico.
Okay, so now up in Michigan, where are you going to find a job? And yet you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens demanding, taking the lower-paying jobs at less than anybody would work for them, and then demanding social benefits, so your taxes, your schools, your hospitals are crowded with illegal
immigrants. Did you see the AP report? The headline was, top lenders, I'm going back to like a few months ago, top lenders help immigrants, or something like that, and I read it on air, and it was 500 lending institutions going, oh, we don't even demand IDs to get home loans and bank accounts, so citizens have to jump through 14 hoops, but the illegals don't even have to have IDs. Oh, yes, this is real security and prosperity.
Well, and I've been reminding people, and this is what's going to crash. I've been telling people, oh, everybody thinks they're living in a house that's doubled in value. Okay, so you bought the house for $100,000, and now you think it's worth $200,000. Well, that's also a gimmick. You can't today buy for $200,000 what, you know, 5 or 10 years ago you could buy for $100,000. It's not, the money's increased in a quantity. We've had liquidity increases, which have boosted these prices, but it doesn't mean you're that much richer. And if you're holding a mortgage, you know, if you've gone into a property and you're still holding a mortgage that's 80 or 90% of the value of the house, and that house decreases by 30%, you're 10% under. You can sell the house and you'll still owe mortgage.
But most Americans have now gotten double mortgages.
That's right. Well, I think we're setting up a period where you could see 20 million people lose their homes. And that we have not had that kind of a break in the mortgage market since the Depression.
Well, Dr. Corsi, they're going to do whatever the government tells them. The government will say, do what we say, and milk and honey will come back. And they're going to pull the lever for gun control. There's going to be a huge crime spree. There always is when the economy goes down. The illegal aliens will probably riot and burn down every U.S. city, as they've said they'll do. And then the police state will be used against the American people like it was in New Orleans. Not against the criminals. I tell you, we're in deep trouble.
And the country is technically bankrupt. With these kind of $4.6 trillion deficits, the future obligations are going to have to be canceled or paid off in worthless currency. I mean, you might get your Social Security check, but you'll get it at a Merrill's. The only way these obligations are going to get paid are if we monetize the debt. if the dollars that are paying off the debt, as we've been doing, we're going to have to do it in a much more rapid pace. If the dollars paying off these obligations are dramatically worth less than they are today, like I say, you know, think about it. You might get your $3,000 Social Security check, but good luck buying a hamburger and going to a movie with that $3,000. I mean, you've got to think this, and these things have happened in economic markets.
Yeah, let's be clear about this. Let's be clear about what you're saying. They've already cut the dollar value 45% in the last 6 years. Since 1913, it's been devalued to 1.5 cents to the dollar.
Right.
And so now they're going to accelerate the devaluation of that 1.5 cent value.
Yeah, I think it's headed for another 30% decline right now.
Yes, yeah, so you're talking about a massive decrease.
It could collapse in that process. They might not be able to do it slow. It might collapse.
Well, that's what the Financial Times of London and others are saying. The globalists want this to happen, but they say they want it incremental so the public doesn't notice.
Right. Well, they might not get the soft landing. It might just collapse.
Well, that's what they're now. Well, obviously, you're reading the same stuff I am. Yeah, very, very credible information. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Open phones in the third hour. Mike in Ohio, Kevin in Kansas, Bill in Chicago, many others. Kevin Smith's coming in with a report, big 9/11 developments. We have a top congressman alleging that Sandy Berger stole Able Danger files. That's our government protecting Al-Qaeda. It's that little piece of trash. Why do you think Bush is protecting him? because they're all working together. And there's been some other, it's just masses of news in the next hour. Dr. Corsi, we were talking during the break. How do we avert this? Well, I think the answer is we really can't avert it. We can just soften the crash landing. I want to get your analysis on that. We respect that and appreciate it. And then also, I think the key here is let everybody know who to blame. When all this comes down, don't let the very same globalists that set the policies that did this to consolidate, because they want this to happen.
Well, Alex, first of all, I think it's going to crash hard in terms of the mortgage market. And that's, I've been telling people to get out of debt, both credit card debt, get out of it, whatever you have to do. Don't you know, rip them up and throw them away until you get them paid off. And secondly, mortgages. I mean, most people have not really lived through a serious collapse in the housing market. But if housing prices start going down 30-40% in some markets, and they will, they'll go down 50% in some markets, you won't be able to sell a property without taking a loss. Now, you know, many people will then be faced with huge mortgages, not as many employment opportunities where that mortgage is going to be hard to maintain. You could lose the house very easily. Or if you sell the house, you're still going to lose because you'll have a mortgage you can't pay off with the sales price. It'll be too high, the mortgage that you currently have. I'm telling people before the housing markets totally collapse, if they're worried about being in a mortgage right now that's too hard to afford, sell the house and go into something smaller. Downsize yourself before you lose what you have.
But if you're going to do it, you better do it quick.
Because
even mainstream analysts are saying by the middle of next year, we're going to be in the toilet.
Do it now because, you know, most markets, the housing market is extremely soft but has not yet collapsed. To sell something today, you're going to have to discount it. It's not worth as much as you thought it was, no matter what you own. So, you know, take 10 or 20% off of it, and if you can still sell it, go for it. Because you may be holding something that's down 50% and you're stuck paying that mortgage. Well, if you don't have the current job you have, it's already tight, forget it. You're going to be into an extremely difficult position, and I think there'll be
million
Americans who will lose their home.
In the last year, we've seen a 22% on average reduction in housing prices, and most of that is in the classic areas of Texas, Colorado, Michigan, Florida. And now we're even seeing it, though, in areas of California, like San Francisco, where you'd never think it would go down. How soon do you think we really start seeing a reduction?
It's happening right now. I think in the first months of 2007, it'll begin playing out as big news.
How low do you think? Some are predicting we could see a 60% reduction.
Oh, I think many, many markets across the country, it'll be at least 50. And I think in general, it's going to be 20 to 30. I mean, you take California markets that have gone up, so California could easily be 50% or more. And California is going to get hit very hard. You know, with the Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, are just going to get clobbered. They're all going to start looking like West Virginia. You're going to have the Appalachians being spreading throughout throughout the Midwest. Because people are going to be no jobs.
But actually, the illegal aliens are going to thrive in that, though. That'll actually trigger probably a bigger influx.
Well, there won't be any money to throw them out. And their renters, everybody will want to keep them. And they're already at the bottom of the market. So they can't get much more hurt. They'll probably be benefited marginally.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what's happened historically. All right, death of the Republic. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than